First of all, just wanted to, I'm going to open up the pro day to you guys on Thursday, and also open up the first day of practice for you guys if you guys want to watch. All I ask is that nothing live from there, obviously no cameras, just there to observe, obviously observe and watch. And figured, we're going to have, we have the coaches clinic coming up this weekend. There's going to be a bunch of coaches there too, but make that available to you and make pro day available to you. But on pro day, Keith will talk to you about it, but it'll be, put you guys up, up on the balcony if you want to observe and watch. But I just ask that you adhere to, not talking about anything live that's going on, and be very respectful of what these guys got going on. Okay? Fair enough? Okay.
And practice, guys, Saturday we'll still have an open portion to shoot at the beginning, but then
yeah, same deal at the beginning. All right, but we're getting, we've just kind of finishing up the winter aspect of what we're doing, and looking forward to spring practice. I think we've got a lot accomplished, and like the direction of where this team is heading, and going into spring practice, got a lot of work to do through the spring. We got a lot to get accomplished, and I think as you've seen the schedule, we're going to practice three times before break and give them the spring break, and then come back for our final 12. But I think everyone's looking forward to it. Feels like it's come quick though. So open up for any questions you guys got.
You guys, there's some pretty big faces on that defense. How big will that be this spring to kind of establish some new playmakers on your defense?
Well, I like the potential of what we have coming back on defense. And any year, at a place like this, you're going to lose some good players. But I think we have some really good potential. Like the leadership, like the potential of the guys coming back. That's why I think that spring's important. We, got a lot of guys, a lot of good young talent that needs to keep developing. It's a big part of what we're trying to get accomplished.
What's the challenge that awaits a guy like Cisse, who's in his first time in the program this spring?
Well, Mo's been through it a little bit. He's been, obviously starting at Memphis and then going to, junior college and then coming here. He's been there, done that. I think he understands what's required of him and what, the things that are going to be necessary for him to develop and learn. And he's a talented guy and somebody who, when I watched him go through the spring or through the winter and he's got his feet on the ground here. I think he's getting comfortable. I think he's used that opportunity to kind of learn, at least, playbook wise and develop an understanding of what we're trying to get accomplished. And now it's just a chance to put it on the field.
At that center spot in replacing Mike, you have a pretty long list of candidates going into the spring. Do you know who you're focused on at that spot?
Well, I think it's going to be really good competition there. You got Cole Penzick and Justin Jackson and Mark Pelini and Ryan Reeves. You got four guys that we feel are pretty good football players, and I think there's going to be, there's a lot of potential there, and I think it's going to be good competition. I think competition makes you better. And now it's up to us to get them all reps and get them taught and give them a chance to, put their, best foot forward.
Do you give any thought to trying Spencer Long there and maybe using a different guard instead of Spencer?
No. I like where Spencer is right now. I think he's, I feel real good. We feel good about the center spot, the potential we have there. And I think taking an all-conference performer and moving him, I don't think that's really what we want to do right now. I like the way we have it set up right now. And we have good depth in the offensive line. I said that going into last year, and we seemed like we had a bunch of injuries at that spot. But going into spring, we're pretty healthy, and there's good potential there, and we have a chance to hopefully come out of it with a pretty deep unit.
Paul, Braille moving the defensive back, what do you see in him that leads you to believe that he's going to be a good fit there on that side of the ball?
Well, he's real sudden. He's strong. He's tough. He's got he has all the skills and footwork to be really good there. I've talked to him a number of times. You know, it's not something where you just say, hey, we're moving you. We talked to him about it and laid it out for him and said, in fact, I even double-checked with him last week and said, you know, at the end of the day, where do you want to play? I mean, he's one of those guys that could play a number of different spots and help our football team. And he wants to give corner a go. And you know, he's played it in the past. He was a good corner in high school you know, sees an opportunity there and wants to give it a shot. I know he can play running back for us, and I'm pretty sure he could play receiver. But you know, he, as talented a guy like him, he could play in any number of spots. And I wanted to make sure he was going to line up where he felt that he had the best opportunity and where he wanted to play. And that's, he wants to give corner a shot, and I think he has a heck of an opportunity in front of him.
Well, what can you tell us about Terry Joseph?
Well, you know, I can't talk about anybody right now until, you know, there's paperwork and there's certain things that have to be accomplished. But you guys have all reported it, and I actually don't know anything about that, about him, and I don't even know who that guy is. But you guys have all reported it, and if everything happens the way we think it's going to happen, I think he'll be a tremendous addition to the staff. He's a guy I've known for a long time, worked with him. He's about as perfect a fit as you can have. And feel like I said, if everything goes through like we think it's going to, it'll be a steal. He's a really good football coach, great person, and will bring a lot to the staff.
What are a couple of specific things you're looking to get out of Taylor this spring or you want to see from him?
You know, that's more for Tim, but you know, we've watched a lot of film and watched all the things from last year. And you know, last year he was kind of, you know, he was in that, putting in a new offense. There was a lot of new things for him to learn. He put a quarterback in the type of system that we run, and a lot of things go through our quarterback. He had a lot of things on his plate, just learning what to do. Now it's about refining the what and concentrating on the how and the little things and the details that, you know, to his defense, and to his credit, to a certain extent, he didn't have the opportunity to work on last year. This will be the first time in his career he's spent a second year in the same system. And I think that's going to be a big advantage to him. So I think he can start concentrating and getting better at the little things and refining the techniques and the fundamentals that ultimately are going to allow him to continue to grow as a quarterback.
Are you planning on giving Jamal any reps at quarterback?
We'll see. I mean, that isn't something we're thinking about doing on the surface. But we know he's a guy that could always move there if we be over there if we need him for some snaps. But we feel good about the quarterback position and how we have it set up. And Jamal, first things first, we want to get him honed up at the receiver spot so he can continue to grow. I mean, he hasn't played there for a long time, so we want to give him the best chance to let that talent come through.
Well, when you look at the guys he got lined up to try and replace Levante, who's best equipped to kind of do the things he could do, or has the tools more similar to what he had?
Well, to sit there and say we're going to replace Levante and, you know, yeah, you're going to put somebody at that spot. But, you know, everybody has different strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, Levante was obviously a pretty special football player, a little bit different than the guys that are probably – every guy is a little bit different. He was different than the guy who played that spot before him and he was different than the guys that are going to play that spot this year and line up there. And they can all be effective. It's just a matter of, playing to your strengths, us playing to their strengths and putting them in position to make plays. You know, it's, you know, sit there and say we're going to sit there and clone Levante David and get the exact same production and same type of player out of that spot. It's That doesn't work that way, you know. But, you know, we have, you know, Alonzo Whaley, David Santos. Those are the guys that are going to line up there first. And you know, and then we evaluate it from there and see from there how it goes from there. To, you know, Sean Fisher will line up on the other side. And we know he's a guy who's played well in the past. I think he's probably the healthiest he's been in a couple years. And I think he's had a really good winter. You know, Max Pearman's a guy who's on the come, and obviously at the Mike linebacker spot, you got Compton and Roach that we feel real good about. So I mean, we have numbers at the linebacker spot, and just kind of see how it plays out and evaluate it and figure out the best combination as we go.
Whaley kind of came on to you at the end of last year. What does he bring to the table in the series?
Well, I think, you know, Zoe's grown up. And I think he's a lot more confident than he's ever been. He's become a leader on our team. I think he's matured and really he's grown as a football player. And I'm hoping that continues and he continues to make the strides he did during last year. And I think you're going to see he's become a really good football player.
Didn't see anything from Santos. What do you see in Santos?
Well, I think he's a talented guy, physically talented guy who can do a lot of different. He can play multiple spots. You know, he's athletic, but he has a nice size. Bigger on the surface than probably Levante was. You know, especially when Levante got here, and I think he has really tremendous potential. I think everything that we thought he was when we recruited him, I mean, he has that potential. I mean, he's obviously not the finished product. He's got a lot to learn, but I think the potential's there.
Talk about the tackles on the offensive line. You lost two pretty good ones. Kind of what direction do you want to go with a tackle this spring?
Well, we feel good about our tackles, about the tackle spot. You know, Tyler Moore, who is a true freshman, played a lot of football. I think he's going to be special down the road. And Jeremiah Searles is, you know, who's played a lot of football here, is probably the healthiest. He's healthy and feeling good. And we have a lot of options at the tackle spot. Got some young guys that are on the come. And I think there's going to be not just a tackle spot, but across the offensive line, there are some numbers and some depth, and I think there's going to be tremendous competition, which I think in the end is going to make everybody better. And I think competition is big, and we will have that at the offensive line spot, because there's a lot of guys that are going to be fighting for playing time.
What do you foresee being Mike Marl's role?
Well, Mike is a guy who can do a lot of different things for us. I mean, he'll primarily line up at the fullback spot for us, but he's a guy who's a big back who can run and who can, you know, be a good short yardage, good inline between the tackles runner. He's big, he's physical, he's tough, and I think there's a lot of different things we can do with him. You know, first things first, he's got to get him honed up and learning the offense and what to do, but we feel real good. He's in really good shape. He's really used the last year and a half well to get his, you know, get himself prepared to play. And I think that as long as he stays on the same track he's on right now, I think he could be a guy that could really help us.
Do you work him at fullback or running back?
Yeah, I just John fullback and. He'll carry the ball from the tailback spot some too.
Well, we talk about the young guys and developing them in the spring, but what does the spring do for a guy like Rex Burkhead who's been through it? Is it just about refining or
whatever? Absolutely. Yeah, every single guy. There isn't a guy out there that's reached his potential. But it's about refining and trying to get better each and every day. And that's the goal. And I think Rex is the first one that would be the first one to tell you that there are some things that he could have done better last year. And he's up there watching film all the time. He's probably his hardest, his toughest critic. And I think he's anxious. And I think this thing is a football team. These guys, I like the attitude. I like the attitude of the guys, you know, with the, I think our guys are hungry. Our guys are, they understand that this spring practice is important. They understand it every day leading up to the season is going to be important if we want to get where we want to go. And it's, you know, it's that process started months ago, and it'll continue right on through. And every day is important for every guy out there.
You talk about the development of those two young guys behind Rex, Aaron Green and Amir Abdullah. Now, what are you looking for from them?
Well, I would say the same thing we talk about with Rex is getting better. Those guys are two talented young men and guys that can do a lot of things. But, you know, once again, they were thrown into you know, as true freshmen into a role that, once again, they were not only trying to learn, a lot of it was to learn what to do and, you know, playing off of instincts and those types of things. And now they have a chance to refine what they know, you know, another second year in the system and to continue to grow. And it's our job to put the ball in their hands more often than we did a year ago. You know, they're going to be, they're not freshmen anymore. Those guys are, you know, they stopped being freshmen a long time ago. And I think they can be a force for our football team. They're both tremendous, tremendously talented players.
This is a pretty heavy senior class, Bo. Are you feeling different about whose hands this is in right now? Whose hands this team is in right now?
No, I think it's in our hands. When I say our, I mean everybody. And we have great talent on our, great leadership in this group. I like the chemistry that's going on our football team, but that's something you got to work at every day. That's not just going to just happen. That's something we got to continue to work at it. And between the players and coaches, really everybody involved. And I think everybody's on the same page of what we want to see happen, but you got to be ready to live it. And that's a challenge, you know, to do it day in and day out. Yeah, you know, every coach is different, and everybody has their different personality, and you got to make it work for you. And you know, I'm different than JP, and different than Tim, and right on down the line. But you know, you got to coach within what your personality is. But there are certain things that, or that kind of got you into the what position that you're in, and you got to play to your strengths and continue to work on your weaknesses. And you know, JP, you watch him, you think about it, he's had a pretty meteoric rise in this profession. And, you know, he's earned getting to where he is today. I mean, you talk about somebody who made a tremendous amount of personal sacrifices to give himself the opportunity and has made the most of it. You know, it hasn't been an easy road for him, but he's taken advantage of it and he stayed the course. And I think he has to serve as an example to people who have a goal and want certain things and keep fighting to go get it. And that's what he's done, and I'm happy for him that he has this opportunity.
If I had a roster question, is Kyrie Cooper, is he with you guys at 20 anymore, or has he moved on?
Kyrie is chose. He's not going to be back with our football team.
But he decided
the door is open for him if he ever chooses to come back, though. He's graduated.
Have you decided if the red white game, are you guys going to air that on Big Ten Network this year?
Keith?
The BTN will announce that shortly. I think they will have plans to do it in some format.
Graduate when, Bo?
I think he's graduating this semester, I believe.
You know why he decided not to come back?
No, I think he was, it's something you have to talk to him about. You know, whether he wants to, what he wants to do with baseball and where football fits in. I don't think he's quite sure at this point.
Does it matter to you one way or the other if the spring game's televised?
No.
Does it kind of help in recruiting, though? Is that, you know, like?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan, you know, with, you know, for recruiting, for fans. I'm not exactly sure how they're, you know, I've heard a couple different things as to what the plan was there, when it was going to air, and all those types of things. But that's a, you know, I don't know how much that helps us, or, you know, it's not that big a deal one way or the other. I do think it'll be good for our fans.
When it comes to recruiting, I mean, would you change uniforms? I mean, some teams change uniforms, they do stuff like that. Have you ever considered anything like that, or does it help?
I don't know. I don't. It depends on what the uniform looked like, and depends on the kid, probably. I don't know how much that stuff helps you or hurts you. Or it depends on the kid. And you know, let's face it: if a kid's picking our team because we come out in a different uniform, probably needs to reevaluate his priorities, probably. But it's all part of it. Have I considered that? I look at everything that's brought to us, and that's kind of another thing that we make those decisions, you know, as a group.
You have a pretty young staff on these things. What are some advantages of having a really young staff? Energy, creativity, and what you like? You must like that, because you're a hired young guy.
I love our staff on defense. I think it's a. I like what we're doing. I like whether they're young. I like to recruit or recruit. I like to hire the best people that. Not just, you know, obviously you're looking for good football coaches, but good people, good communicators. Guys that I believe that obviously can recruit. For the most part, guys that see eye to eye with, you know, the way I want to do things, and I'm also looking for guys that, you know, that think outside of the box, that guys that are willing to tell me, are willing to speak up and disagree. All those things are important to me, I think we have a really good mix, and like I said, I like our staff. I like it a lot.
You mentioned you like people to speak up. They're willing to disagree. Why? Why do you want that?
Because I don't want a bunch. I don't want to surround myself with a bunch of people who want to tell me that my idea is right all the time, because I'm not always right. And I want guys that are, you know, we're all working towards the same goal. I want people that are going to work together and speak their mind. But when you walk out of the room, you're not being disagreeable. You're at the same time. Once you all make a decision as a group and you walk out, you all are on the same page and you stay on the same page. And I just believe that's important. I've been from my time when I was young in this profession and just getting started, and you know, I've seen both ways, and I just believe the right way are the guys that are willing to speak their mind and are willing to put out an idea, or if they think something's wrong, say it's wrong, but have an idea why it is, why it's wrong. I just think that's a right way of going about it. And I think I see that happen throughout our whole staff. And, you know, and also you got to have the right type of people. I've mentioned that. And, you know, you have to have people who aren't ego-driven who have character. And a guy who is up on, you know, up brings up an idea and somebody disagrees with him and isn't looking at it as a personal attack on his character. In the end, we're all working together for the same thing. You got to check your ego at the door when you walk in and you're a part of a team, and not just as a football team, but as a coaching staff, and as a coaching staff as it relates to the players. All those things are important to really continue to grow and get where you want to be.
Is that a Chase Roman? Is there anything else you expect to miss part or all of practice?
Early on, Kevin Williams and Kevin Williams and Thad Randall will miss at least the first couple days. Todd Pete will be out for spring practice. Jay Cotton's still rehabbing. think that's it on the...
Did Pete have an injury that he had to clear?
Yes, he had a back issue that he had to get cleared up.
He's out the entire spring?
More than likely, yeah.
Say with Cotton, he's probably out.
More than likely.
He's rehabbing that knee?
Yes. Anyway, I will say that they're all on track. They're all on the track that we thought they'd be on right now.
Hey, Bo with Taylor, I mean, he's coming. He's a veteran guy in that position group. Does he have to adjust to that role at all? I mean, obviously there's a guy behind him who will push him, but he started the last 2 years. He knows where he sits, I think, with the program. Does he have to adjust to the role of being the guy? And still working, not knowing that anything's handed to him, that kind of stuff. Does he have an adjustment to make there at all?
Well, I don't know if he's. I think he's made that adjustment to a certain extent. I mean, I've seen him. You know, I see. I think he's been different this offseason than he was last offseason, and I think he's.
You're listening to Bo Pelini's spring press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll stay with that till its conclusion. Then Jared Crick will join us. Jake Spitzelberger will join us. And we'll be talking to a couple of area high school basketball coaches as they get ready for the state tournament on Thursday. But now back to Coach Pelini.
It's all part of the process. It's all part of, he's got 2 years. He's got a lot of football ahead of him. And he has some talent behind him. I'm excited about Breon Carnes and what he. I think this is an important spring for Breon, and I think that competition will ramp up through the spring. And I think Breon's made a lot of strides through this off season or through the winter. And I think he's going to be fun to watch as the spring goes on. And I just think that the position as a whole, just got, it's like everywhere else. You just got to keep refining and working to get better and building on your strengths and improving on the things you got to get better at.
Other than Brock Meyer, Colin, is anyone else going to take some action quarterback?
Bronson Marsh.
What went back into the decision to put Marsh at quarterback? I know you said in the bowl that you were going to probably keep him back at defense.
Well, Bronson, I kind of laid it out for Bronson. I think that, he showed some talent. When he was over there for the bowl game, and when we played a lot of scout team quarterback for us, and I laid it out to him. I said, this is how I see it. What do you want to do? And he wants to take the spring and give it a shot. And he said, I've always dreamed of playing quarterback at Nebraska. I think I can do it, and I'd like a shot at it. And he goes, if I didn't give it this one chance, he goes, I think I'd always be kicking myself. And I said, that's fine, let's do it. And and I told him, if you feel or we feel, I said, we'll continue to communicate through the whole process. If there comes a point where it doesn't look like it's going to happen or you don't feel like it's going to happen, we'll sit down, we'll talk about it, we can move you back to defense. And it's kind of how we go about it. And want him to have some ownership and play, once again, play where his heart is right now. And I think that's what's happening.
Overall, the main thing last spring you were focusing on was the new offense. What would you say the main things you're focusing on this spring are?
Details and, refining what we're doing, developing greater knowledge throughout our, kind of my theme of this whole off season has been about accountability and about, raising our level of accountability to a level it hasn't been to. And does that mean it's been bad? No. I think I'm looking to take it to another level. And there's a lot of things that pertains to a lot of different areas when you're talking about football. And to me, eventually it comes back to, you're talking about the accountability, which leads to mental toughness, which leads to greater attention to detail, which leads to you ultimately becoming a better football team. That's what I'm looking for through the spring, really from front to back, top to bottom on our football team, coaches included, me included. And that's what I'm hoping to get out of the spring.
Hey, Bo, I just want to ask you, that it seems like there's a move in college football right now that the powers that be, I guess, are discussing the possibility of adding a 14 playoff to determine a national champion. I'm just wondering if you've got
you've thought about that, if you have any opinions on if that's a more fair, more unfair way of determining a national champion.
You know what I always say is, you know, you hear a lot of different things, and you know, just this, you know, I think a lot of people talk about wanting to have a playoff, but find one that makes sense, and find a, you know, give me a plan, give me a, you know, there's been a lot of, there's a lot of theory, a lot of theoretical things. Hey, we could do this. You know what? I could end up on the moon tomorrow. It's probably not going to happen. So let's get something that's workable and talk about all the, because you know what? Every proposal that's been put out there, there are repercussions for each and every one of them. And that not just don't pertain to those four teams that might be in the playoff, but what about everybody else? And I think to a certain extent, fans, media, everybody involved, you know, the TV people, be careful what you ask for. Because, you know, it could dramatically, you know, we have a pretty good product in college football right now with the bowls, and there's a lot of good things going on in college football. And how do you get a 14 playoff without messing up a pretty good thing? I think that's how I look at it. I think we have a pretty good thing going. And unless we have everyone comes to a conclusion of this is a good plan, and, you know, this is what it's going to entail and how it's going to affect the rest of college football, then I think that everybody can sit down and agree or disagree on the way it goes. But right now, I don't think that's happened. And I think there's a big push for a playoff, but like I said, I think sometimes you got to be careful with what you're looking to get, because I think there's going to be far-reaching implications to a system like that, which could lead to significant change in the sport of college football. And I'm not sure if anybody truly wants that. But we'll see. I know there's a big groundswell for it, but I haven't heard about a plan that truly makes sense yet.